So yesterday, I attended a very inspiring talk by Dr. Terrell Strayhorn, who talked about the need for a sense of belonging in all of us, whether it be in college, whether it be in family, whether it be among friends. So tonight, we have four pieces with two orchestras that explores what it means to belong. The first piece we're going to play for you is by Grieg. Two very meaningful titles, the titles in the program. And I've asked our chamber orchestra to perform the piece without conductor so that we can explore what it means to breathe together, move together, play music together, and to communicate something in music without conductor, as a group that belongs to each other. So I hope I was able to create a sense of belonging in this group. I've been amazed in my career at Cornell every single year by these non-music majors who will be pillars and leaders of our society, somehow keep playing their instruments at a high level. And I'm always constantly amazed by their ability to play great music together as a group that really find ways to belong with each other. So I invite everyone in the audience to share in this belonging, this sense of belonging as an audience. I saw people tweeting pictures and all that. There are not many things in our society where we get to turn off our devices and for an hour concentrate together on one thing. So I hope we can provide that opportunity for you tonight. So without further words and no conductor, Grieg.
Thank you. Thank you. So
I'm not going to say too much, except Beethoven, along with Brahms, is one of my musical heroes, and I take the task of performing his music not lightly. And journey of discovering Beethoven with our students has been always uplifting, and always there's always onions, layers to peel from, and I always learn something about something that I thought I had sort of mastered. And then every time I put something in front of them, they challenge me, make me rethink, reform my ideas. So I want to thank everybody on stage for that opportunity to explore Beethoven's crazy writings. So enjoy. I need a towel. it is my great pleasure to have the composer for the next piece in the audience tonight. After the concert, please, he's sitting right there. So say hi to him and ask him questions and all of that. In this day and age, writing a symphony is a big challenge for composers. One of my musical heroes, Brahms, he was 43, 42, 41, 43. He took a long time because if you look at the Brahms 1-2-3-4 Dover score in the front page, is his studio in Vienna. And I actually went to Vienna and looked at his, went in there, sat on his piano, and then I sort of turn around, and on the wall is a bust of Beethoven. So Brahms is quoted as saying, I hear the footsteps of Beethoven when I try to write a symphony. He literally had Beethoven overlooking his shoulder as he worked on a symphony. For a composer to tackle a symphony is a huge responsibility. They have to synthesize all of that that came before. So when I hear a composer has written their 43rd symphony and they're in their 20s, I have my doubts about that person. When I hear somebody has written a lot of orchestral works like Ken has, and then he has attempted his first symphony at his late age, he's still young, but he's not a young chicken. So that is always a great sign to me. And we brought Ken to campus 5 years ago as part of the Meet the Composer residency. And we're fulfilling the portion of that grant, which is the Meet the Composer residency allowed me and Ken, who did not know each other before, to meet together in a residency, work together. And then subsequently, we've worked together multiple times. And this is sort of fruition of that Meet the Composer grant. So Ken, I apologize to 4 years to bring you back. But it's really great to have you here. And it's been amazing to have him work with our students on his piece. And just before the concert, around 7, we went for dinner, and they came back, and I was studying. And then I would sort of say, oh, is that supposed to be Sforzando? And it was so nice to have him across the table as I'm doing score study, because with Beethoven, I sort of asked that question, and nobody answers, because he's dead. Please say hi to him after the concert. I'm very excited about this symphony that we're going to present to you. It's an exceedingly difficult work, and the students have worked very, very hard on this piece. So here's Ken Frohlich's Symphony No. 1.
Thank you. Thank you.